Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in, and another edition. Oh, we live in a world that is turned upside down and trying to bring reason to bear, to express, to manifest and express. Where is the history that speaks to the past and the present? Do you have about my question?
Yes.
It is evident that we live in a world of crime, and this is what we are looking at now, let's say since I was born. And you're talking about like a little over 70 years ago.
And as far back as I remember, there was crime in Jamaica where I was born. There are a few, let's say, section, or we would call cities around Kingston. I remember people used to say, don't go to Trench Town, you know, or Denham Town or all this kind of stuff. Because, you know, there are criminals, bad guys there, all right? I remember that. However, where I live in the country, you know, the settlers are scattered, not thickly, not densely settled, okay? We did not have electricity. We had little running water. I had to travel far to see if we could get some water at times. Just a second.
Okay. I wanted to close my insurance policy with you because I don't really have any further use for it, so I wanted to cancel it. Yes. I got it. 1-800-257-4725. Okay, good. Good. All right. Please. What is it? Okay. All right. Yes. That's good. Yeah.
Okay, I had a little disturbance there, and I'm sorry to keep you holding on. Okay, now I want to bring a few thoughts to mind, and that is the use of world history. As far as I have observed, that the human world is authenticated by history, prehistory, because it is widely known there was a flood, a mighty flood, and a lot of people were destroyed in that flood. My observation is, what, going back like about some 12,000 years or something like that, there were not, there were oddly a million people in the world, it appears. You can correct me on that, but the last time I remember doing a little research on the Smithsonian record of population, I remember reading that on BC 1000, there was about a million people.
Yeah, it was about a million people in BC 1000, by and large. There was not, I think it was in AD 1804, we reached the 1 billion people in the world. That's not too long ago, right? You're talking about 1804, that 1,000, almost 2,000 years or so ago. No, I mean AD, in the AD period, AD 1 to 1804, that's 1,000, almost 2,000 years. In the AD era, before it was then that we reached the 1 billion mark of people in the world. Since then, since 1804, I hope I am saying it right, to my recollection right now, 1804, we have 1 billion people, all right? Since 18, then we have 17. No, I mean, it is 1804, so we go to 1904, and until we go to 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. Oh, okay, so 19, 20, 21, 22. So it's like about how many years? So is 19, so it's like about 400 years? Because, I mean, you're talking about from 18? That you would go from 1804, and then it's say 20, it's like 20. Yeah, it's like about I'm getting backward real slow now with this. You're talking about 1804, and now we are 2022, right? Be with me now. I'm old. I'm not thinking right. This is 8. All right, and let's say about 2, yeah, and 1. Okay, so it's like I am having here like two hundred and eighteen years. Let's see here. I think I did four from 12, leave 8 and bring 1 down, and take 8 from 10, leave 2, right, and bring down 1. Sorry, that's, this is start talking about 1,218 years. Is that what it is? All right. I think that is what I am getting right now. My friends, what I am trying to get at, whether my figures right, but I'm giving you the basic. My head is not in the best shape right now. But I am saying that 1000 BC, or at let's see if I can have a refresher on this. One thousand years. BC. 1000 BC. World population. Let's see what I got. Okay. Listen now. I am on Google, and I'm getting some help here from Google with this figure that I'm trying to work out in my whole head. The initial population upswinging began... Hear this? The initial population upswinging began around 5000 BC. Global population gained 50% in the fifth millennium BC, and 100% each millennium until 1000 BC, right? So it gains 5th millennium BC and 100% each millennium, right, until 1000 BC, right? When we reach the 1000 BC, until 1000 BC, reaching 50 million people. So in 1000 BC, and come to AD first, Each millennium what this is. MI What is it? Okay, Millie. Okay. I'm getting to it slowly. Okay. Let's see. Okay. All right. A millennium is 1,000 years. Right? So 1,000 years? 1,000 years. So now, how many years does a millennia have? It is 1,000, all right? So 50, all right? So we talking about now that I was saying that when I check the Smithsonian, it says 1000 BC, we had the world population was 50 million. What do we call? what do we call 50 years? A person between 50 and 59 is called a quinquagenarian. A person of 60 to 69 called sexagenarian. All right? So forth and so on. I want to get to the there's a lot of breakdown in each section name, right? Now, I just want to get to where world society was not a lot of people. We are coming from fewer people in the world. That's the point I am trying to make here, right? So at the time of the flood, coming down to 1,000 to the last millennium BC, that had 50 million people far away from 1 billion. All right? 1,000 BC, 1,000 or a millennium before A.D. and Adamani calendar came about. The white people, them calendar. How many people for going from way back at the beginning of what is called B.C. era? We know that, I don't know how many people on the side of the hominin species who have been evolving over today, where we are today. The hominin species alone, when it was only hominid on the planet, evolved. We don't have a Bible to tell us about a God creating hominid. We don't have that. take what I'm saying seriously. Right? Because where we are in human society, the amount of people that breed up all over the place, and where we like about 9 billion people now, hey, is the more critical it is for us to know what is the principality that control human beings. We need to know that. We need to know that. Okay? We don't need to keep on going on in the direction where we are going right now. When it comes to law and order, what was the law and order in 1000 BC? In the last millennia, what kind of government exists? You better know that. You better know that, because some shaking is going to go on here. You understand what I'm saying? Yes, some shaking is going to go on here. Please answer the question. What kind of a government exists 1000 BC? Was there a government? All right, watch this. One thing is for sure, you know that there, the earth and the human existence on the earth remain the same, apart from we getting into increasing in number. It is still the same day and night being produced by the planets. And therefore, listen, we need to examine what kind of people lived. What kind of people lived at a certain time that we can gauge and determine who were they? What kind of was their law and order established 1000 BC? Considering history is telling us that the African people were created 200,000 years ago. We have a metropolis in South Africa. I have, you know, the link right here that I can read to you. Modern science in South Africa. Michael Tillinger. And a group of scientists, what they do in South Africa, that they are stunned by what they saw in South Africa. That he said, you know what? Based on the evidence of this first civilized people in South Africa, we need to change our history book to read what the tangible evidence shows in South Africa at the 200,000 metropolis. Now, white people not interested into what I'm talking about. You see what I mean? Because we are talking about long, long time before white people and their first ancestor was not a civilized people. They were the first humankind that, as a species, named hominid. That's all there is to it. Did they have civilized government or anything? No. Nothing. It doesn't necessary to even argue that. You see what I mean? It doesn't make any sense to argue that. Before any civilized human being came on the earth, was these white people and their original species. When you talk about a species, you talk about the taxonomic blood hominid species and tells you very clearly, candidly, that they were ape man walking upright. There's no argument about that. So we want to find out what kind of government exists before this stinking homosexual creatures came about. Since they are now leading humanity to sodomy. Now, I don't get up and start talking, you know, a whole bunch of foolishness that nobody don't understand or things that just upset people without reasoning. I resort to the historic record, Smithsonian business, right? So you don't ask for more reliable information, because, I mean, why would Smithsonian, you know, depriving people coming into the world the truth of what is happening in the human life? Okay? So before there was any civilized human being, there was no creature that is accounted for, as far as I know. So the first human development started with ape humans, with a species. Not with two species, but one. They call hominid, and of course they didn't slice up hominid into two different type of a species. No. And look, you cannot reinvent what happened already, you know. You can't reinvent what happened already. And especially when you didn't create the first beginning of anything. So you can't come and add anything to that. You see what I'm saying? Now, what is important, if these humans, these humanid that beget subgroups, what level of brain exercise did they have? Was it one that is civilized and do some, at least some commerce work? We know that they were called stone tool makers for millions of years. 2 million years in Europe. After that, 1.5 million years ago, they go up into Europe. Think about what I'm saying, because look, something is happening here on the ground that need attention, okay? Because we have to pay attention to what is a civilized human being. You don't get it? Who is a civilized human? So let's follow the progression of the human development, because the human development is one entity. However, according to the history, they don't come from one species. And remember, like I said, species relate to a taxonomic identity. Taxonomic identity. When it comes to the different species that make up the human development. Don't fool around with that. You know what? They don't use any kind of animals to do certain things. And when it comes to dogs, human beings have quite a few uses for different dogs, different breed. They're taxonomic. You know, they may have, they would have one species, the dog species. And then develop subgroups from that taxonomic group. You see what I mean? You can have a development from that first species into diverse types. Diverse types of subgroups. And you probably are looking at certain subgroups that don't mate with each other. You see what I mean? They belong to the same species, but the diverse subgroup that come along, they may develop variation of taxonomic biology that they wouldn't interbreed like to obtain certain kind of benefits from a variation. Once you have a different mixture that is not compatible with a certain objective, then it means that the scientist who is trying to promote diversity of different dogs would use the method to test whether or not, you know, which one to mix with the other, because taxonomy goes to the brain, how the brain functions, the blood function, the taxonomy. So you have different assortment that brings up certain subgroups and separate them according to taxonomic energy, biology, right? In that you go down to the molecular level of that creature and designate it by its taxonomic value. Because it could be that science can create a breed of dogs that are good at doing certain things. Right? Yes. And therefore, it's the brain of the dog. It's not really like it's four legs. Okay? Per se. It's the brain. And the way, you know, the kind of knowing they have, they produce, maybe that their smell or something like that, they good at. All right. So what I'm saying to you, in each living creature, you have a science that determines what they are. Now, when it comes to the fact that you can have diversity of creatures, the same species, but, you know, they come from that species because, you know, they look like dogs. Yes, it doesn't matter, you know, how varied, you know, are the fabric of hair that covers their skin. You know, they may have, like, spotted bodies, you know, like brown and white or black and white, right? you know, dogs are dogs. It's spelled the same way, but there are differences, taxonomic differences. All right. So since it is so with lower creatures that don't share human civilized frequency, well, so it is that the earliest human that walk upright invariably look like apes, monkeys, gorillas. And they even talk about the great apes, that this the hominin species come from. So you may have some variation of hominin species. Variation that they produce subgroups of many, many different kinds, but they come from the same H-O-M-I-N-I-N-D, hominid, or hominid, whichever you call it. But, hey, they will not, and they cannot in any kind of way breed outside of their taxonomy, that their biological molecular substance. All right. So now I'm coming to the fact that the World History textbook tells us about the hominid of, say, 3.5 to 4 million years ago, right? 2 million years they are in Africa. And then whatever variation of these hominids are, they gather up in South Africa. And then they could make stone tools, right? And they could light a fire. Nothing else is in the World History textbook that describes them. And so the history traced them into a migration, all of them migrate out of Africa into Europe 1.5 million years ago. Now, what other human being or creature was on the planet Earth? There was none. Did they have a government? No, don't even ask that question, because hominid don't talk. But they can raise up a little colony of themselves. Hominids, all quiet, silent creatures, have ways to communicate. But listen, to communicate like we know communication today. You talk, you sing, you do all kind of things, you write, and we have a brain that gives us external ability to understand and interpret things on the outside. The animals, they have a context of doing that. But it's just that because they, you know, these different creatures, they make sound. Even birds make different sounds. But they are birds, though. Yeah. All right. So looking at the peculiarity of the hominids that left Africa and go up into Europe 1.5 million years ago, stone tool makers. They had absolutely nothing that resembled civilization. None whatsoever. Now, where did they go after they go up into Europe? I mean, considering they were in Africa 2 million years before they left Africa. This is the history in the World History textbook that I have in front of me right now. We need to trace the route that human development route. Which way do they come about? And what did they do? We need to examine that. Okay? Because we are talking about the particularity of the brain function of any given species. I am reading in the World History textbook two species that beget their own subgroup. That means we only have two species to work off. You see where I am? Only two species, two human species are recorded in this World History textbook. Now, you think there's another textbook out there? You know, I think there are quite a few different versions of World History textbook, but since they're talking about the same thing, they have to give you the same facts. You know, they can't tell us that, you know, of things that we don't see, we don't hear about, you know, and things that just coming out of nowhere and you cannot trace them. No. The World History textbook telling us what happened, because that's what history is, a record of the past. I am specializing now on focusing on the brain function of these two species. Now, a lot of people don't want to even hear. No, I mean, sir. But if you don't give in to this, my friend, you notice, you know, I'm not going into things that I cannot figure out, you know. I'm not. Because see me in here, I'm old now, and of course I was not mathematician from I was young. I wasn't given an education to be an expert thinker in a lot of things. So the diversities of life is what we face. And in a civilized context, we must examine the difference between the human that is ape man. Okay? And when they came about, and what did they do? You know, in the geography where evolution brought them about. So I want to find out now what happened to these to the hominid species when they go up into Africa. They are leaving Africa, beg your pardon. And they go up into Europe. We want to know exactly, blow by blow, what happened to them? Because how must we leave out something so critical to our understanding of our humanity? We are not making this distinction. For them, the evolution is what dictates what happened. And based on the finding of science, that's what we're dealing with. That's what they write into the World History textbook here. We need to find out how did the hominid that went into Europe, who was able enough to make stone tools and can light a fire. What happened to their evolution in Europe is what I am investigating. I don't want to hear no nonsense. to what they are today, we need to discover what changes they've been through. You better, did they establish a government in Europe? Did they? We don't have to hear no excuse, no fumble. Because we will come to the next species. We are going to come to the next species arrived in Africa after they were gone into Europe. A second species came about. Another species came about. All right? And listen, I'm not joking. Not joking, because there are some serious things for us to sort out. Whereas we have what today's government, we want to find out where today's government come from. You understand what I'm saying? We want to find out how did government came about. Want to find out how did government come about? All right, now let's go back with me. A little to the preface portion of this of the origins, earlier part of our origin. So now we are talking about the very place where the history tells us how the human as a whole development, how it started and how it went up into Europe. We need to find something specific of what happened. So I'm going to read to you from the early stages development. It began with hominids, which is the ape-like species. Hominid species. Ape-like creatures. Okay? In broad, uncomplementary terms, gorillas. You know, these kind of names don't sound so good, but that's what it is. Well, sometimes they use it amicably and said, call it the great ape. Yeah, I mean, referring to them, you know, it's no problem because, hey, that's what the early human beings are. There's nothing civilized about them. Face it, you know, because when you have, you know, things going on and people are telling you, you know, things that it don't come from authority. It does not come from authority. And, you know, it's nice when you are winning with the right substance, you're not cheating nobody. And when people cheating and talking nonsense, they don't come with the real evidence, you know, and talk all kind of things. Like I'm talking to my big brother today, and it's amazing. It is amazing to see how my eldest brother hold on to things that are baseless because he doesn't want to face up to what I'm saying. No, I am talking history. And it's, you know, you have somebody like my eldest brother who is a man, pride and good vocabulary and stuff like that. If he's not good at anything, he's a photographer, right? he is into vocabulary, man. For quite some time, he's been to England and spent years in England. Now, he's very pride in using his vocabulary. However, I was a church person, until I started out not reading much, very low, like fourth grade, until I'm age 27, and went on, and I got into adult school because I was very, depressed, as it were, endured, not able to read better and to understand things. Right? So I don't have all that much ambition in anything. You see, because I wasn't brought up like that. Yes, let's hope Johnny Boy has learned this lesson, boy. My friends, listen to me. I don't know if you have much patience to deal with what I'm talking about here today. Because I'm onto something with what I'm saying. Of course I'm onto something. I'm dealing not with a courthouse law book. That's not what I am into. And you talk about AD Anno Domini era court, law book. Not dealing with AD Anno Domini, because AD Anno Domini is not a civilized thing. You see what I'm trying to say? I am coming from what is supposed to be all-inclusive account of human development. That's all I'm dealing with. And if I get resistance on this, I'm going to call down lightning and thunder and destruction on this planet. If, with all of what is going on this planet, somebody going to want to challenge the world is the textbook. Yeah, it's time to call down all of the divine power that wipe out insignificant sodomite life, like what happened in the Sodom and Gomorrah tragedy. Yeah, a tragedy, because you have creatures that are not civilized into the human entity that decide that they want every living thing on earth, every creature that are called human, to be sodomites. This is what is happening on planet Earth right now. If you don't have a problem with that, I really do. And it doesn't matter to me in the context that, look, if I am to do something and it's noteworthy to do, I don't have no concern about who ain't doing it, because I'm going to be rewarded for my labor. You bet I am going to be rewarded for my labor. You can say they want to fuck us and don't know everybody fuck us going to the grave, not able to fuck us no more. Well, that's like vagina too, right? Well, that goes to show you. If the people are fucking vagina, are going into the grave, how much more are those fuck ass? They even go into the grave more quicker than the rest of them. That's one of the ways to look at it. Anyway, I'm saying to you, reading what the history says here, the beginning of anything as human being began right here, okay? And it is all hominids. Two, sapien. And sapien will further be sapien. This species
opposed to hominids. It's the next second species is called sapiens. And I'm going to read like about three small paragraphs about this, okay? Just hold on with me a second. You call. So now, let's come around to it. The earliest human-like creatures lived in Africa as long as 3 to 4 million years ago. Australopithecines or southern apes by their discoverer, Donald Johnson. They flourished in eastern and southern Africa. They were the first hominids, humans, and other creatures that walk upright. The first. So, make it clear, there were no civilized human being around. Do you understand that? You get it clear. Because we will revisit this point when there were no human at all. Civilized or uncivilized. There was none. Which is like going back 3.5 to 4 million years ago. All right? That's what this is telling us. There was, he said, they were the first hominids. They were the first hominids. Humans and other creatures that walk upright to make simple stone tools. Recently, however, archaeologists in Kenya have discovered a skull that they believe is from yet another form of hominid. So, hominid, which means if it is a different form of hominid, it is still from the hip or the great hips, still in the category of hominid. It's not outside of hominid. Do you understand that? So a different version of the hominid, it still belongs to hominid and its kind, okay? Hominid that will beget a subgroup in the classification of hominid. They are virtually under the taxonomic classification. They are still, they don't belong to, let's say, a species that don't come from apes. They are from the apes. And they are hominins, maybe a different quality, you know, like different dogs. Okay? So it goes on to say, you know, like, you know, did the other species have a government and did they have civilization then? No. They are still orangutan, you know. They're still primates. You know what I mean? The different name that they get. They have called it. You say what now? Yes, Kenya. This archaeologist in Kenya have discovered a skull that they believe is from yet another form of hominid. Okay? All right? They have called it Kenyanthropus pleteops, flat face man. This is the characteristic flat face man of Kenya. And think that it is about 3.5 million years old. Now, this second form of hominid offspring, a second stage of early human development occurred with the appearance of Homo erectus, upright human being. It doesn't say they are wise or not like that. So you expect that they are stone tool maker and light a fire. That's it. A species that emerged around 1.5 million years ago. Interestingly, listen what they're going to say about this kind of hominid. Homo erectus made use of larger and more varied tools. These hominids were the first to leave Africa and move into both Europe and Asia. The case closed. An hominid, as far as we are concerned, it tells you that these hominid were the first to leave Africa and move into both Europe and Asia. Do you understand that? Was there any other human being around? No. Only human aid. Only human aid. Do you understand that? Do you understand what kind of world we are in right now? Was it the same kind of world they were in Europe? Now, listen to me. I don't want to hear nobody talk no whole bunch of nonsense. If you want to call me and talk about what I am saying from in the context of what I am reading from the world, the universal world history textbook, come and talk to me. 347-850-1358. Okay? All right. Now, my friends, he says, when they go up there, they were able to do so in part because they learned to use fire to keep warm in colder areas. Now you get that. That is for the people that we African hybrid ethnic people most accountable for what we read in history, because when these people up in Europe, we never come about yet. We were not created, because the gods themselves, 450,000 years ago, they came. You know, that is after these people go up into Europe. Okay? So the god came after them and going to South Africa. And then our species came after the gods came here, 250,000 years ago. That is what the record here is telling. Nothing else. Nothing else. What kind of law and order did these hominids that went up into Europe, what kind of law and order were they under? Do you know? And, all right, between 1.5 million years and right now, what has happened to them? Can anybody account for it? You need to account for it, because we have them here now talking about that they're running government and every kind of stuff like that and want everybody else to become sodomite. That's what they're doing. That is what they're doing. Well, look here. I come from a different species from them. And you know what? They better take out their fucking ass from out of every one of our territory. Because they cannot beat what is in the world literature textbook. They can come here and write a Bible and fool everybody. But look here. They only do enough of that. I've done enough of that. Okay? If you cannot allow them to come and mingle up with you when the world is the textbook tell you, say, you know, if you do that. And you are marrying them and fucking them when after they did the first fucking with the Neanderthals. And after they're done with them, with the Neanderthals, they don't look like monkey anymore. You get it? Yes. Well, yeah, I'm probably going ahead of myself, but look here. The point is, I'm asking the question, what happened to them since 1.5 million years ago? Now, I am coming up with it because, look, I have some legal sense. I am reading, and I'm seeing things that don't work, not gelling with the way the Bible and Christianity, is that communication there. It does not in any kind of way in union with the civilized understanding that is in this world literature textbook. It's not a Bible. This is talking about civilized things, how things happen. Okay? Now, came in, and this is how it is stated here. Around 250,000 years ago, a third and crucial stage in human development began with the emergence of a new species, the wild sapiens. You see? And you read in this, you can see where these fucking white people have a hand in messing up our derivative, because they want to call us Homo sapiens. You know, I'm making it clear, we are not Homo. And they have some man who make up the derivative of Homo, and since then they are applying it to sapien, when the history tell us that this species that came in at 250,000 years ago is wise, sapien. And that this book says the gods use this sapien, the wise sapien blood, DNA, to create a hybrid humans. Not hybrid humans, but a hybrid human. Or hybrid human being. That's what is in official history. We don't make these sodomite fucking ass white people come and dismantle up what history says, and we must take what they say as a fact. And all they can do is mimic what the gods come and set up on earth. The gods is there like looking down and wonder, what's wrong with us? What is wrong with us? Yeah, we allow them to drag us into bush and fuck, you know, our people, you know, and get talking pygmy out of them. And that's how they begin to talk. Now, that kind of tell you much of what happened since they go into Europe. Right? You get now a glimpse at what happened into Europe when they go up there over the past 1.5 million years ago. Okay. So this is exactly what I have to tell you, is that white people have absolutely zilch to talk about they have power to control us. They don't have, because look, I show you that they have no kind of sense that manifests, not even a grass leaf of civility. none time at all, should not be anything confusing or ambiguous. It is clear that civility never be in hominid as long as they live, and they all died out, saving these faggots, homosexuals, because they get our blood inside of them based on their criminal acts, okay? That they can get this higher blood to open up their eye to do stuff that their energy will not change from them being blind to civilized way of life. Because you can see what they do and how they say they're running government. I can assure you, right into this world is the textbook. I prove it to you that they were never developed naturally to speak. History tells us that, right with this world is the textbook. And there is no science to go out there and find anything to beat the original of what was found. These faggots cannot change it, and they should not be allowed to have say on civilized matters. Okay? So whatever gone wrong, we are going to make it right. They refuse to make it right. Well, we have a line up to Nigeria, you see. Because before now, we don't have me nor nobody else that was calling attention to the world history textbook. We don't have nobody, neither professor nor nobody at all. And I have my big brother telling me that, and another educated friend that I know, saying that slavery bring us good things. No, they're not in a sense. They're not, the center of them are not reading history to find out condition was and who we are. How are we compared to these white people? How are African people compared to them? Then all along now these fucking ass idiots, you know, they're out here with a Supreme Court making law to marry two fucking idiots called homosexual and teaching us to accept homosexual. The Christian church where we join is a place where we are putting a person to consider accepting homosexual. It's not in our history, and it's the reason why our species is going down fast. Now, my friend, I want to tell you this. You know, there are more to tell you, you know, about, because I didn't tell you that these species, the Homo erectus, is a subgroup of the hominids. Okay, it's a subgroup. Okay, now the sapien, the white sapien, has two subgroups too. That has nothing to do with them, but that's who these fucking hominid subgroup came after us. The criminals, okay? And force interbreeding. And so they mess up our blood, and it's the reason why our cerebrum and cerebellum don't work to our interests like we used to. Because you can look at the first 100,000 years of our creation in South Africa. You don't read anything that we had any ailment, mental problem or emotional problem, nothing at all, nothing. Everything a perfect creation. Not like the Bible creation where Adam and Eve stunned fool. They don't know what they're saying because God didn't make them right. We were created perfect. No problem at all. I don't read anything. I don't hear anything in our history that we had any creation problem. Okay? It was a coherent human creation with DNA. Fertilization in vitro in glass tube. That's what it was. No problem. But look, when the second 100,000 millennium, I think, when that time began and some of us begin to migrate out of Africa. Remember, no hominin don't left in Africa as far as I see. Now, this is when problem began. This is when problem began that somehow sex came into the blood. The hominid blood into the sapien blood with the blood of the gods that causes us to do things that makes us a perfect creation of civilized hybrid human beings with many groups that join us, bind us together, called, are we called, apart from the identity of hybrid, we are called ethnic. Ethnic people. Okay? Now, why are we alienated from who we are? Is these what you call talking serpent? These fucking asshole white people. That's what it is. And if you don't care about this, well, you know, how can you be helped? How can you be helped? I'm not begging anybody anything. I'm talking what I read. And you don't have any Rothschild or whatever you want to call them out there that can change what I'm saying. And it means that they go back to the cave. Okay? Whether they call themselves Germany, Germans, or whatever they want to call themselves. The history don't respect them and their fucking idiot brain. It's not the cerebrum and cerebellum that the African hybrid and the ethnic people, that's not what we have. And when they come and rape us and turn us idiots, what do you think about that? Yeah, you like to marry to them and have sex with them, right? Well, you know, if you don't know when fire gonna burn you, you put your hand in there, right? Yeah. Well, our species is going down fast with them. And then we go on like, oh, they have Jesus there to save you. These fucking ass don't know a grass yard cat, you see, from a dog that barks. They don't know the difference. You don't understand that. I just read this thing to you. Now, these homosexuals, they have all the tongue to talk when a gossip. You see, and it's a pity that we didn't maintain our vigilance and don't get into scrape with these idiots. Fucking ass. Look, you must understand they have a culture that fuck batty all. We don't have that culture. They're turning us into their culture. When you are sucking, you know, the skin and doing all these things. Okay? You must understand that's not your culture. Don't let them draw you in there. But they draw in there when you stupid enough to believe Christianity is something that exists for real. When you don't have no issue to prove that, to show that. And I mean when you should. You know, was, you know, a believer like everybody else because they fill up the world with that. But when my consciousness came to realization on what I am reading, I find out it doesn't matter how I want to hold on to that. It's not true. It is not true. It was not hard for me to discover that. All right. these white fucking ass people, they have everything they discover to make up a world that drag everybody else into it. Pope and all of that. There is knowledge in the world, is a textbook, to blow them into the abyss. Okay? Because they think they have a tongue that nobody cannot overthrow their stance in the world. Well, I'm telling you, their stance in the world is a faggot one. And if you think that being a faggot is all right and you're going to drag other innocent people into it, kill them, take over what they have and say you have got law to protect you, white people don't have no law to protect them. That's what we think, but that's not true. White people don't have no law to protect them at all. They deserve to be blasted like in Sodom and Gomorrah. That's what they deserve. Now, I know what the law says. They don't have no law. They can never make law. White people cannot make law. Their key thing is to fuck us all, because now they come and learn about law. They didn't know about law, not from 2 million years ago, not since they left Africa in 1.5 million years ago, make it like 3.5 million years. They didn't know anything at all that they are holding on to now. Into the history book, Zechariah Sitchin, show you the Sumerian Atra-Assis report, prehistory, that these things that we are using in the world today, that these fucking ass idiots, these schizophrenic fucking ass white people want to tell us that Jesus saved us. Listen, they make up every single thing that victimizes us. And it's only for us to stand up and say, look, get out, you see, because all the disaster is hanging over you. It's for us to rise up and manifest that, look, we are not dead yet. We still have some life in us. You poison us, like Jim Jones, poison our people. He was a certified minister of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ never exists one time in the Bible as a real character. Not even one time. I tell you that because it's true. And you can go and believe it. But I can prove it to you any given day that Jesus is not in the Bible as a real character writing anything. It's these, low down fucking homosexuals. And they want us to start to be accepting of them. Go back to fucking Europe with that. All the things that they write and make us be convinced that, oh, this is notable, and this is that. They have nothing notable, my friend. Nothing notable for African people to revere. None. Bring it to me. Bring it to me. Bring it to judgment, to the line, righteousness to the plummet. White people, they are going to see, right, go back to Europe, go clean up your dog mess off your land. Go back up there with it. Leave African people alone. Okay? Leave African people alone. If you claim you want government, go back up there, up on your dog fucking Europe. Go back up there with it. Don't come among us with it. You understand that? Oh, you think you have a court? Take it up there, because you didn't make one for down here where we are. And every single place that they go and talk about they have American flag or what, not flag, they're going to find out what the flag really is. It's a fucking, Filippo clot. Okay? They can use it, wipe up themselves. Leave town of the African people. Because you don't have any civilization anywhere at all that you discover. You get it through fucking and violating people. That's what you do. And it's not going any further than right here. Okay? Anywhere you go, the gods and their vernacular is on you. Yes. And that, my friends, I wanted to tell you, they do and set all kind of stuff of trap for the African people to fall in there. And we are falling, too badly into the trap that they set. They talk about an unknown talking serpent. And they know fucking well it is their monkey fucking victimized the African people, and they talk about the fall of man and preaching Billy Graham, Jesus going to, to cleanse your sin. None of those things are true. None are true. It's an ocean of things that these fucking white people have done to the African people. It's time we come to realize what kind of world we are in. Get some knowledge, at least some knowledge, of what it really is to be a civilized human being that talk. Okay? Why we talk. Okay? And they want to make us think that, they look like us, what's the difference between us? You know, and they have a right to take over control from us. I'm telling you, take control of us. You have got to have a history that says, yeah, you were created with that control. But you don't have no place in this world history textbook that the European people over the past 1.5 million years were ever civilized. God never mentioned them and treat them like they were existing at all. But they were free to come in and learn in our institution. And nobody stopped them. Now they are reading and stuff. All because of their crookedness that nobody touched. And they were able to go free and do what they're doing. Well, today, it's not so anymore. It's not so anymore. And if you're out there and you think that these people have a right to make you pay, $0.03 on a dollar or something like that for tax and stuff. You know, we are definitely out of it, my friend. These white people don't have laws. The law is in this world, it's a textbook. They can't make law for us. They can make it for themselves. Now, why should we surrender to them? Not surrendering to them, we surrender to the law of the gods. That's all there is to it. Now, they can come between us and the gods. They can do that. Right? They come through us and the gods, unbeknowing to us. We don't know from whence we fall. We know now. They themselves, they came in after they go through this whole bunch of interbreeding and able to talk and have this culture of talking sodomites. We don't know they were sodomites all along for thousands of years. We don't know they're sodomites. I don't read that. But read that they are criminals in the Bronze Age and way back, like, in the 3000 BC, they were raising hell because at that time they are able to talk and have a lot of, civilized sense. But they are not the civilized people that the gods created. They are unfinished product. They don't get there, but they manage to use all their power. Their criminal power. You know what I mean? And when they develop over time, here they come down on us. They come down on us and talk about imperial colonialism and they have power. Now, where they get all these fucking power from? Do you know? After fucking dogs and human shit. That's where white people get their government from. That's where they get it from. Because it is clear government exists long before they come on talking about they have some kind of a political power. Go into Europe and overthrow the king, call himself Romans, and go out with the army and look alike Roman king army. And until this day, no African people is able to discover them because the R.H. rhesus monkey blood get into our brain. And we don't know what's wrong from right anymore. You must have read something like that before. I am telling you now to understand the reason why these shit house white people say they are ruling us and control the bureaucracy. They don't have no bureaucracy. Otherwise, tell me, what is the Christ and the year of our Lord? What is that? Prove that in a Bible. The Bible don't have a clue. The Bible is talking through their asshole. You know what I mean? The Bible is talking to these people's assholes because no Jesus fulfilled the prophecy. And they would like to tell you that the reason why you don't know that the prophecy fulfilled is because your mind is natural. Aren't the minds supposed to be natural? Tell me, which of you with a mind that works better when it is unnatural? Call me and tell me that. It's 6 o'clock now, so you won't be able to tell me today. But my friends, I'm telling you, these white people are dangerous, and all of the church will go down to the rubble, okay? Now, they call themselves Romans, and look at what they are telling us, and we cannot find out that these white people are just no good. Clearly immoral and no good. We will never have a good society with anything they're doing. And you would think that, oh, they're going to give you money here, some social security here, and stuff like that, right? And you feel like, you know, that's it. And you waive every factor that is supposed to deliver us from these people, and we go out there and worship them, worship their God and everything like that. But listen, when they call themselves Romans and take the military and the military dress code, they were going out well-armed and dangerous to kill us and to do every square inch of land that we have. And they come to America, right? They stole all the land that was here. As big as the United States is. They come and with their, you know, with their armor to kill us, and what, like 10 million people in America, those times, yeah, and they're coming, you see, gradually, they take control, and they don't have no government, and I don't understand how it never occurred to any African person, these people don't have any kind of a government power. Nobody were able to cast these fucking sucking ass white people out. Why? The blood that they put inside of us keep us destroying these people. We didn't know what to say. We don't know what to do. And when I talk about what to do, I'm not talking about violence. We have too many things that we have not been doing, and these people come along and have us do something else and further separate us from the frequency of our God. Well, I'm not separated from the gods that create us hybrid. I am not separated now. And all the time of my separation was because my parents were Christians, and there was nothing else that was, you know, I was affected by, except what they are saying. I am telling you, what they did to be where they are is start playing polytheism people. You see what I mean? Because they didn't have not even 2 cents or, you know, any kind of a knowledge to build up anything. You see, they don't have any origin of civilized knowledge to start any business or nothing. Okay, you have to track them. If you attract them from going up into Europe from Africa, then you know when they add nothing, don't you? All right, you make them come here now and tell us what they have, and you don't know how they get it. Follow the history is what I do, and that's what I'm telling you. Now, if I show you where these white people are coming from, and nobody ever tell you where they are coming from, what do you think about me? If I am the first person to tell you and say, hey, you just don't let them do it. You see what I mean? Have their faggot judge there to listen to your case and then rule against you and cover, you know, I mean, the sodomites them that they have all around the place, that to keep us away from the power they have. FBI and Secret Service and all kind of service and homeland establishment, all kind of stuff they have. And these fucking ass white people looking at us like we don't have no sense if they want to have it. And you don't know when they're coming out of Africa and going up into Europe. You don't know that. And so I'm telling you, the amount of trick that they have worked with the church and totally obliterate the common sense that makes our civilized world the first time of a new age and science and everything like that, societal things, the God's purpose to, in the human level, started in Mesopotamia, you see, where common law for society was now being published out, and 6,000 years ago, I mean, writing and stuff like that, that this was when we came to what is called the new world. Right, this was the first new world that came about. Yes, a new social structure. They are never named anywhere where civilization was springing up and things happening. No, but after everything was setting up, they are coming now and say it's theirs. Oh, look, let me tell you something. They pretend and making and do all kind of stuff. They call themselves Romans and talk about Roman religion and tell you about, oh, Augustus brought back traditional festivals and ceremonies to revive the Roman state religion, which had declined during the turmoil of the late Roman Republic. You ever hear this before? Yeah, but this is the fact of what these sodomite white people did to come to where they are here today, as it were, totally morph up the character of the African people and stunt our ability to develop. Yeah, that's what they have done. Right? Right here in this world is the textbook. You don't read it. I read it. And how many people had the opportunity to read it long before me? I did. They don't. Okay? And apparently, my eye was open to learn now, and it is likely that many of our people read it, but their brain is gone. They don't understand nothing that they read. But I am reading now where, you know, I am open to understand stuff for the first time, and my consciousness was right on point to show me exactly. And I didn't have a class with nobody at all. You see, but with a clear mind and objective spirit, you see and you learn what is right from wrong. So I now can see exactly what, you know, the craft has been that they use to get where they are. Because I always wonder how white people come to rule over African people. Do you understand that? It was African kings, not them, not white people, not fucking ass white people. And talk about they up in Europe and where they are now, scattered all over the world with different countries, you know, European countries. Come on, where was that? Where were their countries? Like what we have here today. They transform and make themselves into different cultural countries now and ready to get rid of us, man. No, not yet. You will never get rid of us. We get rid of you. We get rid of you because all you can do is fire gun and all of these stuff you get from us anyway. Because where were you before the Bronze Age? Why didn't you make, copper and tin and make iron? Why? And have a great, you know, cultural fucking ass culture long before we came on the scene. Why didn't you do that? You had millions of years to do it. You fucking ass couldn't do anything. But now, you want to take everything from us. It's not going to happen. No more than it has. So I am telling you, this is what they have been doing. Right here is a good place to start where it talks about development of Christianity. These fucking ass white people. You think Christianity is something. Christianity is their fucking, fart. It is their fucking fart. Look, it doesn't matter to me what you want to say. I'm telling you like I think it is. Because it's worse than what I'm saying. It's worse than farting into somebody's face. They have done all these things and they want us to think fucking asshole is a nice thing. You imagine, they are fucking another guy when he wants to shit. No. You get away from us. You understand that? Get away from us because you don't know us at all. I know you can kill because you have killed. But now, go back to where you come from. When it is all said and done, you're going to go back where you come from. They are hiding here, beloved ones. They were hiding and calling themselves Romans. They never had name. How could they have name? And now they want to tell you, like, they had this, and they were Minoans. They live where we lived and call it theirs. And this is the way they morph themselves into who they are here. They take our characters and use it for themselves and then turn around and spit on us and kick us in our heads and, you know, drive wood in our asshole. Yeah, the kind of stuff that these white people do, and we are here talking about their government. How could it be except that we went astray? And they are the ones that did it and give us a Bible and said, it's a talking serpent. And make that talking serpent whip the gods that they give us to worship. Because that God lied. When the devil said, God know that you will not die, but you will be wise as God. And the idiotic God came and said, well, now the man is wise. Wise as us, you see, and know good from evil. They don't know when they are fucking us and writing something at the same time that you can't write that God is saying they know good and evil as though he never intended for them to know good and evil. You wretched fucking ass, write the Bible and don't think that we will find out all these fucking foolishness you're writing to destroy us. Okay, no more. If you think that you got it, you don't have nothing with all of the institution that you own, billions and billions and billions. Now you would tumble down. This is what make you tumble down. The word power of existence. So they are telling you all of this stuff. When they take away, remember, no civilization don't come but by the gods now. You see what I mean? The gods of South Africa, the Elohim that you read in history, it don't come but by them. You idiot if you want to think that it come from these pirates, this fucking asswipe hominid. If you think it come, civilization come by them, then what is the good? What is the good? These gods demolish things and establish things whichever way they want. So if you want to stay there and skin and go on like, say, oh, you know, look at the kind of stuff these guys are doing, man, okay? And think that, oh, you know, you can't be bothered with knowing what is in the world is to take over. These white people, they learned what to do when they could fuck our people and as it were, destroy our species. That's what they do. And now come with their mouth with a whole bunch of duplicity that turn us astray. That's what they do. They're not doing no more, because if you don't want to read and find out what I am telling you to be true, well, go away and perish. But I am telling you, this is what, when you're reading in the book there, if you don't have a good sense of reading, you will think, oh, this is so, and that there is really a Roman religion. No, they are church people today. They don't, that are otherwise, they are calling church religion as well. They bung up now everything. But religion is a way of life. You see, but since they take over the world and have what it takes to do anything they want to do, they tell you that church and religion is the same. So there is no distinction between the gods and them. Oh, so I'm telling you that they were getting on and learning and studying how to run things, and they're going to the schools that the gods set up. You know, they call it the pantheons of the gods. So they are, when they tell you about Augustus, these idiots, they don't know what to write, and when they're giving away themselves about Augustus brought back traditional festival and ceremonies to revive the Roman state religion, not church, religion. At this time, they already overthrow the king in Rome and call themselves Romans. That's why they are here talking about Roman background and Roman religion. So they're putting on a show that we don't suspect them of doing. So it goes on to say, which had declined during the turmoil of the late Roman Republic. So they have been going through some problems and failure. And they came back to be loyal to what they were trying to pretend. So he says, the official state religion focused on the worship of a number of gods and goddesses, including Juno, Jupiter, Minerva, and Mars. And it goes on to tell you that they start to call themselves gods and everything like that. Everything about these white people began with the gods. With the gods of the African people. Yet still they are writing a Bible and they can't write what history says about the gods' creation. They turn it into all kind of soup. Okay, that when you drink it, you're so confused that you don't know yourself. All right, my friends. They say the Romans believed that the observation of proper ritual by state priests brought them into the right relationship with the gods. You hear that? These white people, you see where they were back in time? This guaranteed peace and prosperity. Yes, indeed. The Romans believed that their success in creating an empire, who creates first empire, is Mesopotamian, is us. But yet still now, they are stealing from us, and they're going to make up an empire to, like, just square it off. We are not better than them. Basically, that's what they were doing. Meant that they had harmed, this one said, indeed, the Romans believed that their success in creating an empire meant that they had earned the favor of the gods. Again, they mention that they owe everything to the gods. As the politician Cicero, this is one of their chief men, politician Cicero, claimed in the first century BC, we have overcome all the nations of the world, talking about the African people. Nobody else there for them to conquer. Because we have realized that the world is directed and governed by the... There's much, much more, because they go on to tell you about Jewish background, whole bunch of foolishness, and the rise of Christianity. My friends, I have to, like, rest this right here until we are able to do other things. All right. Now, I want to take you into this little other segment, okay? And that is Elohim. No, not Elohim. Pardon me. Europe hominid species. Gay. Propose biblical world creation. And not Elohim. Right? They do that. And they're not proposing anything about the Elohim creation and mankind. These Sodomite white people, as far as they are concerned, they don't have any spiritual mind at all. You see, all they be pretending on about Jesus. It's all pretense, so they must talk about Jesus. Because they know no Jesus never exists, no virgin birth and none of those things. They know that. They know those things. Following the program that they devised to overturn the African, the God's creation. Now, the serpent was more subtle than any other wild creature that the Lord God had made. Nothing was made from what this Bible is talking about. These are faggot lies that they are telling, and they are taking their cue from what they have read in our history. They are not going to write our history because it would keep them from gaining the power and authority that they are fucking trying to gain through their fucking ass. That's what they want to get us into, you know? So it goes on to say, he said to the woman, did God say, you shall not eat of any tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent. So now you know who the serpent is. It's these fucking ass white people. It's nobody, nothing more, nobody else. No, I'm telling you, as somebody who read and kind of go through, scour the whole thing, what I'm telling you is not foolishness. I couldn't, you know, I was not going to go into foolishness for no reason, because that's not where my head is at. Right? And if I'm making mistakes, well, you can always find if I'm making mistakes. These people are faggots, these white people, writing a Bible and give it to us to be saved. And we don't have nothing in history to save us, what Bible talking about. They need to be saved. They can go up into Europe and go do their thing. But no, they're trying to drag all of us into it. We are not going any further than where we are right now. Those of us who have good sense about, you know, when things make sense, we are not going to follow them. No, I'm not following them. And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But God said, you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree which is in the middle, the midst of the garden. What the hell is that? Or pussy. But they don't want to tell you that. You see, that's what they violated, why we fall on our head. He's not thinking right anymore. These white people. Okay? Who write the Bible? Just about, 1700 years ago. That was when they over in Palestine, destroying us over there. All right. So they are writing all these things for us to draw on there and believe them. He says, you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, neither shall you touch it. Now, this is a damn lie that God is talking. And you will see later on what the serpent said when he came in and object bluntly that God is lying. Look at this. We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But God said, you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. Watch this. What God said, okay? And remember what the serpent is going to tell him. But the serpent said to the woman, you will not die. Listen to this. How can a serpent come in and defy the God of the universe? But this is what these fucking ass white people writing. Okay? Follow this story. For God knows. This is what the serpent, the talking serpent is saying. For God knows that when you eat of it, the middle of the garden thing, fruit, your eyes will be opened. Is this being written in a Bible for people to believe? And you will be like God. Not God, but gods. You will be like gods. That's what he says. You will be like God. Why did they say God and not gods? Something go wrong there because they're not supposed to say that. I think, as a matter of fact, though, I think it is a typographic typo that is written here. But I think in the Bible, he says, you will be like gods, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was a delight to the eyes and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, what kind of fruit that found the middle of the tree there? All right, she took of it fruit. She took of his fruit and ate. Right? and she not eat this fruit alone. And she also gave some to her husband and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened. And they knew that they were naked. So God make them naked, never clothed them, not nothing. No, we are believing these things, by a talking serpent, right? Now, you know, the amount of lies that these white people tell in the Bible, can't make you, make you take on to even the God they have in the Bible. That God is nothing more than never exist. To say a God that is doing the kind of stuff that these people are writing in the Bible is enough to let you know that no perfect God would behave in these kind of ways, right? So you can, do and think what you want to think. But right here, he says, then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sew fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. These people are now trying to make clothes for themselves. And God came and tried to make clothes for them. Why didn't God did that for them to begin with? No. Now, the man called his wife name Eve because she was the mother of all living. And the Lord God made for Adam and for his wife garments of skins. Really, really. That's what these white people have been wearing for millions of years, only skins of animals. And clothe them. Imagine, you know, but the gods teach us to so make cotton, take cotton and weave clothes. You know, it's the gods that teaches us that. But look at what they're writing in the Bible. Then the Lord God said, behold the man, one of us. Now, lie number one right here. Why is God saying that the man Adam is become like one of us? A plural, gods. Okay? That means gods. Adam and Eve become like gods. The gods, the Elohim, that been on earth, that made mankind. These fucking white people turning it into what I am reading here. Nothing but fucking lies. And it has effect on us. If you don't want to pay it attention, it has too much effect on us, man. Okay? And it goes on to say, behold, the man has become like one of us, knowing good, evil. It's not good, so that means God never make them to know good and evil. If you want to ponder that, too stupid, because it's plain. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden. What you make of that? What you make of that? The serpent whipped this God until he lapped his tail and not making any sense. If you want to say God can do all things, it's up to you, but God can't do all things if he's perfect. If you want to be led astray, you can believe these faggot fucking ass nonsense that they are writing in the Bible for us. Go right for themselves, while writing for us, to convert us, to till. God sent the man forth from the garden to till the ground from which he was taken. Now, he drove out the man, and at the east of the garden, of the garden of Eden, placed the cherubim and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way of the tree of life. Does that make sense to you? Huh? Yes. But this is what you get from these faking body fucking white people who are doing everything to cover up what they did that they now call and blame on a talking serpent. In history, the calculation for what they did cannot be hidden. Now, my friends, blessings to you, and I will see you on the next edition. Take care.